Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinnamon. Love Earth Tour. Down by the... July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
My next guest has a creative way to approach chores at home. She says don't do them. Instead, she says give your children roles. Blogger and founder of the online community Somewhat Simple, Stephanie Dolgarian, believes that kids need to and want to feel capable, and assigning roles will help them feel that. She joins me through the screen to explain this idea. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for being
Hello.
Here.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is really a cute idea. Give us a quick overview of what you mean by roles.
Okay, so I'm sure we all remember being in elementary school when our teachers would hand us like jobs for the week, right? There was like the weatherman that got to look out the window and decide what the clouds in the sky meant and put that little, you know, symbol on the calendar. There was the line leader, the paper passer outer, like all of these roles that were so much fun. That kids loved, right? We all had our favorites, and it was just a fun way to learn how to be responsible. And so I thought, let's take that idea and implement it into our homes so that we can teach responsibility, we can connect with one another, and we can have fun.
I love that. I think that's a great way to implement that. Can you give us a few examples of what roles look, of those type of roles, what those look like in the home?
Sure. So I came up with a handful of these ideas. There's like actually over 30 ideas that I came up with. I don't use all 30 of them, but we have like the librarian, which that the librarian in our home is in charge of keeping our bookshelf nice and tidy, and they also get to pick the bedtime story for the night. We have a family DJ who gets to pick the music in the car ride and initiate spontaneous dance parties. We also have a family cheerleader who writes notes of encouragement to family members. Our family news reporter looks for things to highlight during the week, big and small. So it could be like a birthday, or it could be an act of kindness they saw, and they'll highlight the, you know, the people that are doing good in the home. We have a zookeeper who will help change the litter box, take the dogs on walks, do those kinds of things to care for the animals. So everything is kind of like a responsibility, but in a fun way.
I love the names of these roles. It takes things from things that they need to do into things that they want to do. And
that's,
I think,
exactly,
it's
right.
So smart to put them on that track in that mindset. Well, we saw that someone in your community has their children interview for positions they want.
Yes.
What do you think
about
that?
I thought that was such a good idea.
How do you implement that in your home? What do you think? How do you implement it?
So I think that's a good idea. I've never actually had that, but I love the idea of having the kids like interview for their job, right? That's so, so cute. In my family, we keep it even more simple. We started just by drawing out of a hat. There were some kids that loved that idea and others that didn't. And so we've done kind of a little mix of both, where I'll let them pick maybe a couple that they want, and then we'll just rotate throughout the week, because there are like the more popular ones that the kids really have a lot of fun with.
The rotation keeps it fair. That makes sense.
And fun, right?
And mixing it up. Fun. You have to have the fun, which is what this whole concept is about. So at the end of the day, why are we buying into this idea of roles versus chores?
I just think that it teaches so many different good things in life. So it's teaching them to care for things and to have accountability. It's teaching them life skills, right? Last week on Instagram, I was talking specifically with my audience about laundry in general. And someone asked me, do your kids do their own laundry? And I was like, well, yeah, kind of. They know how to do their own laundry. They do it if they need to. But honestly, I do laundry when they're at school, because that's the most convenient time for me. So they don't do it all the time. But the important thing is that they know how to. I had a couple of people write in saying they went to college not knowing how to do laundry, and asking their roommates was super embarrassing. I don't want that for my kids. I want them to have confidence in the skills. I want them to feel like they can do it and take the initiative on it, right? So I have a younger sister who said that when she was in high school, she was having dinner at a friend's family's, at a friend's house, and she offered to help them clean up and do dishes afterward. And the mom asked her if she wouldn't mind loading the dishwasher. So she's loading the dishwasher, and the mom comes up and is like, "What are you doing?" My sister had loaded all the cups standing up so that the water would fill inside the cup. She had no idea. It took, you know, what, 30 seconds to learn how to load a dishwasher, but she didn't know how to do that. I want my kids to know how to do that. I want them to know that they can do it and just build that confidence, right? So I think that's the most important thing. It also teaches them to be proud in the things that they're learning. We all like the pat on the backs from our boss at work. We all like to feel like we've done a really good job at something. I think that teaching the kids in a fun way allows them to get that. It makes them feel important, and it makes them feel like they're a part of the home and a part of the family. So,
yeah, I think it comes down right to that teamwork, that collaboration, that life skill, right. All those valuing that valuing the contributing to the family. As a mother of two littles, Stephanie, I am going to take this on. This seems like a fun challenge for any family to try. Where can we find more from you?
I'm on Instagram at Somewhat Simple Living. I also have a website, somewhatsimpleliving.com. I made all of these into a printable if you guys wanted to grab those. And I'll even do a code STUDIO5, and you guys can get all those printables for a discount. But yeah, I'm also on Instagram or on Facebook at Somewhat Simple. So I'm kind of all over the place.
Somewhat Simple. And STUDIO5 for that discount on her website. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.